It's 7:45. I'm Susan Giles, WinTech WUSF 89.7 News. School districts across Florida are grappling with how to implement a new law adopted after the mass school shooting in Parkland. Next fall, all schools in the state must have at least one resource officer on campus. Most districts say they will split any costs not coming from the state with local law enforcement. But Sarasota County Sheriff recently said his department would no longer do so. That created a public feud between the sheriff, the superintendent, and some school board members. WUSF's Kathy Carter spoke with Sarasota Herald Tribune education reporter Elizabeth DeGinnis about the fallout.
Elizabeth, after Sheriff Tom Knight made his announcement, things quickly escalated in Sarasota in public at a school board meeting when one of the members, Eric Robinson, criticized the school superintendent, Todd Bowden. Can you get us up to speed on what happened?
So this school board member kind of starts out and says, it's the superintendent's fault that we have to pay all this extra money. And I want to say that publicly. And I think, you know, the superintendent got his back up after that and he was really concerned. He said to me in later interviews that he knew that was coming because the two of them had a very tense email exchange that morning. But, you know, the superintendent then kind of turned it around and said, actually, the school board member is the one who's partially to blame, and he's been working against the district to try to ensure that the district did have to pay this money and that the municipalities and the sheriff didn't. So it really turned into both parties kind of saying, no, you're the problem.
So barbs were traded back and forth, and then through the Herald Tribune making a public records request, you revealed a series of text messages that kind of revealed that Robinson was with the sheriff and kind of trying to undermine the superintendent. And there were even some disparaging remarks against some school board members.
Yeah, so this was kind of a surprising when we got the documents for that. We were surprised by kind of the scope of what was said. So one of the initial concerns was that this school board member has claimed in the past to have very close relationships with some of the local officials from county commissioners and the sheriff and other people like that. So the superintendent was saying in this altercation, you know, why aren't you, Eric, working harder to have us have a better relationship with these entities if we do in fact have a bad one? And these text messages appeared to show that Eric, the school board member, was kind of egging on the sheriff. One of the things he said in there, he says, make sure we pay, and I might get some of the exact wording wrong here, but make sure we have to pay 100%. At one point he says, let me know if I need to call county commissioners to make sure that we have to pay 100%. He also says, you're right, he says some disparaging comments only about one board member, Shirley Brown, and the sheriff first says something like, Shirley Brown is so dumb. I can't believe she's so dumb. And Eric says, I can.
And since both Robinson and Knight have apologized, the superintendent sent out a press release saying the negativity has to stop. Everybody has to move forward. But people in the community rightly upset because at the end of the day, this is about student safety.
You know, I think that's something that a lot of people are concerned about. I think that, you know, one of the questions going forward has been, are these messages going to somehow fracture the relationship between the sheriff and the school board to the point that they can't work together, which is what I think you're asking. And everyone seems to say that that probably is not the case. I think to some extent they feel that because Sarasota schools have always had school resource officers through the sheriff's office and through the local police departments, that they want to stick with that arrangement because the other options are kind of difficult to enforce and operate because they would either be having your own kind of separate school security program, which would be a high cost to the district too, and a lot of, you know, starting up costs, or the Guardian program that's been pretty controversial. And I think that our district has said if they do implement that, it wouldn't be the only program. So it looks like despite the tensions, they are going to have to move forward and work together on it. But I suppose what is concerning is how is this going to impact, even if they do come to an agreement, is it going to feel like someone's being constantly undermined no matter what is said?
Well, there is a Sarasota County School Board meeting on Tuesday, so we look forward to your reporting on that. Elizabeth DeGinnis of the Sarasota Herald Tribune, thank you for your insight.
Thank you so much for having me.